Well, using Audacity for the first time in a million years. Let's see if it's even worth recording. But back to doing the dishes. I could put on some music. Now that I moved this over here. It's a good song. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, I hope you're all doing good. I'm doing alright. I'm a bit stressed with work and all that stuff. You're just a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. No rest, you're a bad cunt. It's very, you know, mature lyrics to this song. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even likes you here. Nobody even wants you here. Anyway, I've been putting off doing these dishes for a while now. Not exactly smart, I know. No need to lecture me on that, but, yeah. When you live on your own, it's not always easy to get motivation to do a whole lot of stuff, so. You're just a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here. By the way, if you don't know the song or who made it, it's Filthy Frank. And it's called STFU. It's just a reason for Shut the Fuck Up, in case you didn't know that either. Not everyone knows internet lingo. This song is so hateful. I like it though. But it's not what I was feeling. Long time since I heard. Ready, come in, ready, come in, 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 come. Sorry, I don't know the lyrics to this at all. Come in, 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 come in Pussy. It's a better song. There's a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was a man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. With the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. Then since the day, I am a lost boy from Neverland. Boys in that where Peter Pan, and when the boy we're playing in the woods. You say to me, sprinkled me with pixie dust and told me to believe. To your beautiful destiny. You're welcome. I know my singing voice is beautiful. That in Canada? No, maybe. That's a good song.
Well, you got to not be hard to handle. I flame to burst your candle. And you have to be the flame. I can't handle it. Boom, 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 you make my dreams come true. Boop, 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 boop. You make my dreams come true. Boop, 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 boop. Oh shit! Almost unplugged this. Gonna watch out for that.
Let's see. Oh yeah.
Quickly gonna close that. That would not have been good. No bueno. Why is that? Oh! It's a piece of bread. Or whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, that's bread.
My friend is such a doofus when he's drunk. So. If you had one shot, one opportunity to see everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip? Oh, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, just vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting spaghetti. Oh, so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now, everybody's choking now. Time's up, overblow, snap back to reality. Oh, the ghost gravity, oh, the ghost gravity, he chokes. Get up, daddy's nope, we don't have a nose. It's all matter, his ropes, all matter, Lose yourself in the music the moment you want it to be real, let it go. When you get one shot tonight, miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you. The fuck are the rest of my glasses? Man for the take, make you king.
I put
was away, and I had something that needed to be put into my bathroom. So. And you can go there. No. Nah, sorry. I know some time. Always makes me see you right now. What did Daddy tell you? Straighten up, little soldier. Stiffen up that upper lip. Okay, now. Got me. Ellie, I know you miss your mom. And I know you miss your dad. Well, I'm gone. I'll try to keep it. Dad, I can see his head. Even when you smile, even when you laugh, I can see it in your eyes. Just me and her, you know, your dad's with you. Just tell me what I mean. Quick,
rinse this off as much as I can. And then they get to go in some cleaner water.
But I promise, gonna be alright. I remember back when you and Daddy had your mommy, mama, and my sister wasn't stuck, stuck in my little tree, took some of them up from me, cause Daddy couldn't buy them. I'll never forget that Christmas, I set up the whole night. See, Daddy had a job, his job was to keep the food on the table for you and Mama at the time. Into a rough shadow. You see, it's a green card. Mommy didn't like that.
Ugh.
Alright. No more Eminem. It's too much. Stab it. Stamp. Cigarettes after six, nothing's gonna hurt you, baby. I don't know about so. At least I'm done with this soon-ish. That is a very, very boring song. That is. Why is that on my playlist? Going. Gown! I don't know. Some of my stuff music. I need some water. Ooh, Blues Brothers. So mean. Gotta got some water when I'm done with this. I'm doing it on a dusty road. I love it. I got a truck going. I got some. I'm gonna miss a roommate. Better the hard way. Alright. Let's get some water. Ah!
And be your only boyfriend, yeah.
Can this even fit? Only if I jam it in there. Very original joke. All right. 2 out of 10. Nah, 1 out of 10. Let's just go with that. It's a shit joke. It's not even a joke. Attempt at a funny line. It's not even funny. That's a sad song. Coming up right here. If I could sing. Giving up on you. If you want me to. I do want you to. Anywhere. What a bloody hell. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I know nothing at all. Bum 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 bum. Say something, I'm giving up on you. Talk to me, please. Sorry that I couldn't get to you. I was just too fat, I couldn't fit in. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anywhere I would have followed you. This is a stalker song. I would have followed you anywhere. Say so. Please don't ignore me, you stalker. Just say anything to me and I'll be confirmed in your love for me. And I swallow my pride. I don't know what he means by that. You're the one that I love. And I'm saying goodbye. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm giving up on you. And I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. My love. It's a musical now. And anywhere I would have followed you. Oh, say something, I'm giving up on you. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I don't know, something funny about making a big. Say something, I'm giving up on you. Too bad you can't hear the music I'm singing to. It's beautiful. Obviously, I'm completely ruining it in my inability to sing, but that's beyond the point. That's not what the point is here. There was a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was a man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high, with the sweetest smile, and told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, "Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely." And never since that day.
I don't know why I'm having so much fun with it.
My lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods. Always on the run from this old man, Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy. They say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to little lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and we're free. They sprinkled me with pixie dust and told me to believe, believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away on a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. Never mind me. Lies, they finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Also have to take the goddamn trash out. And I don't mean me by that.
Oh, funny jokes, bear.
Away from all of reality. Neverland is home. Can we clean this? Yep, there we go. This is much better. Andy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my favorite storybook. Andy, I love you so, you are my heart, sweetheart.
Hang on. Let's see. It's a story. Story, story, story.
I don't even know if this is going to work. What was it? Yeah, hang on. Need to wipe this off first. I don't even feel like doing it now. Seems like a good idea. Good ideas are a dime a dozen. What a sucks. It really sucks. Once upon a time, in the days where the when there were fairies, a king and a queen reigned in a country far, far away. Now this king and queen had plenty of money, plenty of fine clothes to wear, plenty of good things to eat and drink, and a coach to ride. Oh no, that is terrible. I can't even do it. Also, that's just a stupid idea. Forget it. I don't update. I don't even remember if fucking Audacity can save to an MP3 format. Okay, if anyone can guess what I'm drawing up right now, I will make you a personal audio. Within reason, obviously. I'm not gonna put anything in my ass. Or like make it 5 hours long or something crazy. It's another thing, actually. Something like a conundrum or whatever you could call it. It's sort of interesting. You know, because people often say common sense. That, you know, anyone with common sense would have known that. Now, it's kind of interesting how we have a lingua franca. Like, English is a language that's spoken in all countries in the world. But assuming that everyone has common sense, a sense of what's right and what's wrong in any given situation, is just false. Like, it's demonstrably false. It's a ridiculous assumption that everyone knows what to do in whatever situation, because using common sense dictates that you know the rules and regulations or whatever you want to call it from, you know, for that setting you're in. And whether it's because you're in a different country or if it's just because you're somewhere with a different culture, you know, common sense suddenly becomes a very diffuse term, if you want to call it that, because what might seem logical to me, you know, or sensical, or whatever you want to call it, might not be so for others. It's not something that bothers me a great deal that people call it common sense, but it's just not a thing. Like, using common sense is it called a misnomer or whatever? Like, it's just wrong. It's wrong, and it annoys me. Alright. Bring my PC over here. Laptop, I mean. And I'm gonna start recording.